Joel Munjok, Director of Administration and Finance at the Upper Nile State's Directorate of Environment and Forestry, says the main cause of deforestation in the state is illegal logging of trees. Munjok says floods have also contributed to deforestation of some parts of the state.
We discover that most of the trees dry up due to the flooding. Especially in these previous 3 years, you can get the whole forest have stagnant water. When the water stays so long, immediately you get those areas, the trees dry up.
Munjok says his office is sensitizing communities on the importance of protecting the country's forest.
Challenge is mobility, because we supposed to deploy our team to move around to get those who are cutting forest illegally. What we normally do, we use to regulate, and we have a specific trees which people can use for charcoal. However, you cut, and after 2 to 3 years, you get the area as the trees. What we are fearing is those who are cutting use the machine, and those who are just entering the forest without instruction, and some use a machine which totally damage the whole forest.
Malakal town resident Kong Yot says the country's vicious cycle of violence has contributed to deforestation in Upper Nile State. He says conflict leads to lack of food, forcing residents to survive on trees for fuel and other economic activities.
If there is an outbreak of the war, this can affect the environment. People cut trees, this can also affect the environment. If there is a war in the location, this also can affect the environment, because there would be a shortage of food. For example, now, most of the people, they usually cut the tree, because if they cut the tree, they make it as charcoal.
South Sudan's Forest Policy 2012 was formulated to broadly protect the roles forests play in the ecological stability of rivers, lakes, swamps, and agricultural production systems. It also meant to ensure that there are optimal benefits from forestry and agroforestry activities for food security and to poverty alleviation among our rural communities. The policy also integrates forest sector actions with rural development efforts to ensure that the rural population of South Sudan shall have access to basic needs, which includes sustainable household food security, shelter, wood fuel, safe clean water, sanitation and health facilities, primary education, good local governance, empowerment, and self-reliance. According to IOM, South Sudan's Forest Policy 2015 requires community members to pay taxes for forest products. The policy also states that communities should delineate and gazette forests for proper management. For VOA News, I am Amira Bramcourt, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.